In health and in all fields to which few connect and all is connected, humanity is enslaved, to which few see and much is hidden, to truly heal themselves to freedom, because at best their body wants to be free and disease-ridden. They must realize their innate self-power of self-responsibility and living, to which as best as one can be in the health field, health coaches fulfill that role to educate and guide and hold accountability, be that humanity, that family you can count on for all to openly see, for humanity to truly be. And provide rather than abide, be supportive rather than authoritative, promote nature's transformation rather than scientism information. This isn't just one side, it's all sides of nature, collective on a tide of movement of the waves, the many ways to understand, to which the winds help us push, the waves further accumulate for land to withstand, and the soil may erode, a flood may occur, the water makes us whole, and the ocean is our movement across sand, to which we know little of how the tides will turn, despite our knowing of how our own movement can turn. We know little because we don't learn what is truth, whose turn it is. We must think there's always a who, for we know little of the turn to learn, a time to be concerned. We abide to what is health, turning off our minds like slaves would. Although we are told we are free through times, all it ever does is continue to bind. Rather than bond, we become less than fond of what brought us here. We only fall to the succumb of what we only hear. The senses is left for dead, for replacement never near, although with us, and to fall in love with our dear. You promote love without speaking of all else, whilst being a slave, without using senses, and you wonder why we've become less of all else, much indeed hopeless, senseless, natureless, humanity-less. But time full, government filled, drug filled, food filled, but security less, nutrition less, health helpless. When those who have the physical less aren't exactly in this mess, they are used as test, used for resource, used for their best. Without expression of their best, they must become nestled, for another one to consume their nest, their home, their belongings, with and for the power of evil nature. Wrestled we become between conflict and control, when it's divide and conquer of stature. Health as a term in healthcare, as a concern with no care, despite sick care and business money welfare, is nothing more than a war on the mind and body, a distraction of real time that is existence. To presume control over humanity and life as a whole is exactly what the inversion of health has taken the toll. Control of the whole, a human being with holes, diseases that have taken control of their own life in addition to the purposeful control over their own life by even greater, more foreign powers, particularly the existence in government with its foreign power existent within our own belief power, our power taken and due to thus. This is the state of our world, our whole world, of the already healthy world that is whole put into the few hands who want to pull everything into their own holes, creating a whole of the whole, and creating their own inverse of a world that is perfect, that is integrated and invested to believe in creations from life, rather than the integrative balance and harmony in creation of life, in the creation of a greater, fuller, more whole abidance to nature, rather than man, because that would be health. The understanding of abidance to nature, or natures, that apply within individual lives to which the truth lies. Man may come of lies for their own to own, using life to live, but not of the providing of nature's food for people, but of people themselves.